I turned the ignition and held my breath. These last few days had been so odd, what with the Santa Ana winds starting up so early in the middle of summer instead of the fall, sun is sleepwalking, the washing machines breaking down. Everything felt off balance. Sally sputtered to life, her guttural engine barely catching. One more day. Already the sweat pooled behind my knees and trickled down my calves. I turned on the radio and eased out of the parking space, slowly driving over the 3 speed bumps that led out of the apartment complex, then turned onto the main street. El Cajon Boulevard, 6 lanes of black asphalt stretching far into the horizon, shimmering with waves of heat. Strip malls lined up on either side with their garish painted signs. A song about summer came on, something about soaking up the sun. What a joke. But I started to sing along, loud as I could until Sunna broke into laughter. It always amazed me how music could take me to another place. It didn't matter if I was at church singing in the chorus about God, or jamming to the radio, or listening to my CDs. Even the most insipid song had something, a beat, a melody, that lone bass holding everything together. But when a song was right, when everything fell together, each note, each rise and dip of the voice filled me with a sense of yearning, a vastness, the sensation of flight seeping into my skin until I was skimming through the air, the music holding me aloft. Red light. Even this early on a summer day, the migrant workers stood on the corners, waiting for work. For a pickup truck to slow down and stop, a pale arm reaching out the window, motioning for 2 or 3 to hop in back. I didn't understand how they could stand to be dressed in those plaid, button-down, long-sleeved shirts and jeans. Weren't they dying in all those clothes? The light turned green and I sped past. I flipped on the right turn signal, eased the car into the parking lot of one of the strip malls. I could see Uma through the glass walls of the dry cleaners. She was at the front, looking through the cash register. Damn! I stepped on the brake. What is she doing? I turned the wheel too quickly, making Sally squeal in protest, and parked in the alley behind Uma and Appa's van. Sunna turned in her seat to look at me. I sat still for a moment and stared at the open back door of the dry cleaners. What were the chances? What was the worst Uma could do? There was plenty. But would she even know from looking at the receipts? I had been the only one to handle them since the beginning of summer. I cursed under my breath. I should have doctored them yesterday. It was too late now. Come on, I said, and Sunna and I stepped out of the car and walked toward the dry cleaners. Even in this heat, walking into the store was like stepping from the clouds straight into hell.